And now, it's time for The Arce Gardner Show. Yes, Arce Gardner, a man who refuses to have his name legally changed, and a man who prides himself in not using discourse markers or filler words like or .. Arce Gardner is on the air. Thank you. And hello, everyone. I'm Arce Gardner. And one of the things that we like to tell you, I just used the word .. Well, you fucked up, didn't you? Yeah. Start all over again. It's time for the Arce Gardner Show. Yes, Arce Gardner, a man who refuses to have his name legally changed, and also a man who does not use discourse markers or filler words like ah, or Arce Gardner, a top psychologist in the U.S. prison system, and now a top-ranked talk show host. Here's Arce Gardner. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Arce Gardner Show. It is true, I was christened. God damn it, I just said .. Let's do it again. Fuck's your trouble. Hey. It's time for the Arce Gardner Show. Arce Gardner, a man who refuses to have his name legally changed, and a man who does not use discourse markers or filler words. Those words are and .. He does not use those. Arce has been a top-ranked psychologist in the U.S. prison system and now is a top-rated talk show host. Let's listen now. Arce Gardner is on the air. Well, thank you very much and welcome to the Arce Gardner Show. I am a man who refuses to have his name legally changed. I was given the name Arce as a young man, and I told myself and I told my parents, maybe you were joking. I don't know. My mother claims it's a German name. In other words, it's a name that is common in Germany. But I have looked it up. I have done quite a bit of research and have not found the word Arce, the name Arce, in the German language. I have found Amen, and I've found Ama, or shit, I just said And now, the Arce Gardner Show. Arce Gardner, a man who refuses to have his name legally changed, and a man who prides himself in not using discourse markers or filler words like or .. Arce Gardner, one of the top-ranked psychologists in the U.S. prison system, is now a top-rated talk show host. Let's welcome in Arce Gardner. Thank you very much. I'm Arce Gardner. I was given the name Arce by my parents because they claimed it was a common name in Germany. I have not found any name in Germany, any given name in Germany, that comes close to Arce. However, I have taken them at their word, and I refuse to have my name legally changed, even though I have been laughed at, obviously, and at times I've been asked by superiors, would you please change your name? Because, for instance, in the field of psychology, many of the patients and some of the other doctors find it very amusing. Now, I was a counselor and psychologist in the U.S. prison system with the name Arce Gardner. You can well imagine the ribbing that I took, the direct insult that I took, and at times the threatened violence, because people wanted me to change my name. Give yourself the name Al or Arvin or Aloysius. And I said, no, my name is Arce Gardner, and it will remain Arce Gardner. I was asked by one superior, well, do you want people not to concentrate on the fact that that word means posterior, the backside of someone? And my response was probably unique, but nonetheless heartfelt and honest. I said, no, let them think that. Let them think that they're talking to backside or rear end Gardner. If that's the way they think, if that's who they want to be in their lives, then more power to them. I've got other fish to fry. The other aspect to my life that I'm very proud of, I haven't had my name changed. I go through life taking insult after insult with the name Arce Gardner. With the name Arce Gardner. But I also have mastered not using discourse markers or filler words. Those are words like that. I'm using them now as examples, but you will not ever find me using those discourse markers or filler words in normal conversation or in my monologues or in my discussions with callers or guests on this show. So knowing all of that, knowing the perfectionist that I am, and me knowing people, I suspect that at times many of you will try to throw me off, make fun of my name, or try to get me to say, try to get me to say, because that's the nature of the beast. That's how human beings are. We like to think that human beings are well-meaning, and human beings want to encourage each other to succeed, but the opposite is actually true. Human beings are petty, small, childish, and at times very destructive. I guess I could say that human beings come in all shapes and sizes and come in all personality types. All right, with that in mind, I suggest we go to a phone call here. I take open line calls here on Ars Gardner, and I welcome your open line call here. Our number is at the bottom of your screen right there, and you see it, 6252. Call us anytime, day or night. We are not here all the time, but we do record many of the calls that come in and use them on the program the next day. Let's go over to this phone call now. This is Maisie. Maisie, how are you in Cleveland, Ohio? Maisie, how are you? This is Ars Gardner.
Oh, hello, Ars, and welcome to the airwaves here in Cleveland. I know they picked you up here on WYYE.
Very happy to be on in Cleveland.
Well, we love it. I followed you. You're a prison psychiatrist, is that right?
That is correct.
And so you counseled a lot of the inmates?
I did, yes.
Well, I'm wondering if you recognize my voice, because I was an inmate at Stanfield Correctional Institute in Oklahoma.
I was a counselor.
You almost went,
But I didn't.
Ooh, you just went, but I didn't.
That is not a discourse marker or a filler word. I did not say or.
Well, I suppose you can look back on the tape.
We can listen to the tape, but I'm pretty sure.
Well, what do you do? If you say or, what do you do? Is there some sort of a punishment?
There is a punishment. I have our producer here, Strom Eckerby. And he walks over to me and slaps me across the face.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I hope that it doesn't happen. And what's the other thing you...
I refuse to have my name legally changed.
That's correct. Ars Gardner. Well, do you recognize me at all?
I do not.
I'm Dave Grifter. I was one of your patients.
You were doing a lady's voice there, huh?
I was doing a grandmother's voice, yeah.
Yeah, Dave was with us.
You almost went...
I did not, though.
All right.
Dave was with us in Oklahoma at one of the maximum security prisons in Oklahoma, Sheffield Maximum Security Correctional Institute, and he was there for armed robbery. I think that was all. I don't think you had any other crimes of violence, did you?
No, I didn't. I used a weapon.
That's correct. They used a gun in the commission of a felony, armed robbery, and you were inside for 15 years?
I got 10 to 15. I got out in 10. And now I'm in Manitoba, Canada. I run a petting zoo.
A petting zoo?
Yeah, can you believe it? And it's fun, and I enjoy the kids and the parents, and we have goats. We also have a couple of ducks. I got a couple of cats, you know, the kids come in, so...
That doesn't sound like you, Dave, but...
Well, it turned out it was me. It was me.
Did anything that I part to you help you...
I'd like to say that you did, but actually, in point of fact, you didn't. Because your name, Ars... was always a distraction.
What do you mean?
I mean, I would talk to the other inmates and talk to the other guys in group therapy, and I'd say, what's with this guy's name, Ars Gardner? And so we'd talk about, hey, Ars, you know, and...
So you're telling me, no, I distinctly know...
You just went,
No, I didn't. I went, I. I distinctly know that people were paying attention.
Oh, yeah, we were paying attention, but then when we went out on break... Or afterward, we go, what about Ars? We were distracted by the name Ars. I can't say we talked about it.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you are running a petting zoo now, and I am certainly grateful for the call. Dave Grifter, right?
Dave Griffer. G-R-I-F-F-E-R.
Okay, now I remember you now. You were in our... Oh, yeah, okay, you were in our loan field. The loan field section there?
That's correct, in the men's That was, it was right near the shop.
Okay, I remember you, yeah. And so you, a petting zoo, that's very, very interesting because, do you want to tell people?
I have face tattoos. I have a skull tattoo on my face. But it worked out because the parents, after they got past the skull tattoo, were fine. They dropped their kids off and let the kids come in and look at the animals, and they sit in the car.
And they're fine with you being with the kids?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I am fine with the kids, you know. There's adults there, but not every adult is freaked out. But I have a full skull tattoo on my face. And I got Charles Manson's birth date across both hands. So it can be off-putting.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I'm grateful for... I'm not grateful for what you did, but...
All right, so Dave, thank you very much. You still running the petting zoo?
Yeah, I'm calling from the petting zoo right now. I go to sleep. I sleep in the back on a little bed that I made out of hay. And in the morning... I get up.
Uh-huh, and get the animals ready?
Get the animals ready, yeah.
Thank you very much, Dave. I appreciate you calling.
Uh-huh.
So there is a guy by the name of Dave Griffer, and Dave was one of my patients. He started the call with that fake voice. That was interesting. And anyway, that was very creepy. This is Ars Gardner. I refuse to have my name legally changed. Our number is 6281. And I never use discourse markers or filler words in conversation, as in the words, I despise, I absolutely despise and hate to the very core of my being the words, So that's just me. I don't want anyone else to have to endure that, but I've trained myself not to use them. And I have done that in part because I was given the name Arse, and I'm determined to go through life with the name Arse. And while other people laugh at me, I master myself, control myself, and achieve excellence. Here is Jiffy in New York calling us from New York City. Long Island. Jiffy, hello?
Yes, hello. This is Jiffy Calabria calling from Pennsyltown, New York, on Long Island.
How are you, Jiffy?
Is this Ars Gardner?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm excited to talk with you. I've heard a lot about you. I had a friend who was incarcerated out in California, I think.
San Luis Obispo? San Luis Obispo, right?
Yeah, that prison?
Yes.
Yeah, and he said that you were one of his, you know, one of his inspirations, and I just wanted to.
Well, that's awfully nice of him.
Well, I wanted to ask you, do people ever laugh at you for having the name Arse?
Oh, all the time. And I opened up the show discussing aspects of my life having to do with my very unusual name, people laughing at me, pointing and guffawing, which only made me more bound and determined to keep the name Arse.
So you don't want to change your name legally to something like Al?
No, I am going to keep the name Arse.
Well, I told a guy,
Oh, man.
I told a guy that you name Arse.
Me name Arse, or?
I mean, me. You name Arse.
You told a guy?
Yeah.
Thank you very, very much, Giffy, right?
Yeah, it's G-I-F-F-I, I think I.
Thank you very much. There is an example of someone that does not have the control over his shit. I just said
right.
Here comes our engineer. Oh God, damn it, that hurt.
Oh,
right across the face. But You just said, oh, again. I went, oh, right across the face. That is a discourse marker.
You said, oh, again.
I said, oh, that's not a discourse marker. Oh is a word.
Yeah. Judgment call on this one? Yeah, take some phone calls?
Take some phone calls?
Yeah, I think you ought to.
All right. How many of you think that because I said, oh, I should be slapped across the face by the engineer here, which is part of the deal? You can call us at 3251. Let's go back over here. Oh, Maisie, you're back, huh?
I am.
Dave, this is you.
Well, I think he should slap you because you said it sounded like, oh, to me.
That's what I thought, too. Just a,
yeah. Oh, that must have felt good.
It did.
Okay, thanks a lot, Maisie.
All right, I love the show.
On the, shit. Ah!
You're begging for it now, aren't you?
I pride myself in not using discourse markers, filler words like or oh. And I've used one twice. And as the result, I've been slapped across the face twice. I will not do it again, I promise you. This is Ars Gardner. I refuse to have my name legally changed. Let's go now to another phone call from Jane. Hello, Jane. You're on with Ars Gardner.
Oh, hello, Ars. This is Jane Woodman, and it's exciting to talk to you. You refuse to have your name changed. For what reason?
I refuse to have my name changed, Jane, because if that's the name my parents gave me, and they assure me that it's a German name, then I'm going to trust that it is, even if it is not a German name, even if it was a name given to me by my mother, who I understand was the primary motivation behind this name, even if it was given to me to hurt me.
Oh, your mother did this to you?
Yes, with my father's acquiescence.
You haven't said it.
I didn't, though, did I?
No.
Oh, shit.
Looks like slapping time.
Mother.
Well, that sounded like it stung.
It did. The name Ars Gardner was given to me, for those of you who are just tuning in and are wondering why I've been slapped across the face three times, it's because I refuse to use words that are discourse markers or filler words such as and I just used one right then. I'm talking with Jane Woodman asking me why I will not have my name legally changed. Ars Gardner is my name.
That is correct. And you mentioned that your mother...
And, yeah, my mother is the primary motivating force behind me having the name Ars Gardner. The reason why I won't have my name changed is because it is a challenge. I see it as the overriding challenge of my life to have this name, to keep this name. And as people laugh at me, as people jostle me in crowds and say, hey, there goes Ars, and give me the fake last name of Hole, for instance.
I was going to ask you, has anyone ever done that to you?
Yeah, yes, indeed. A restaurateur, a maitre d', got on the microphone when they called people to their tables.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And said, Mr. Ars Hole, table for two, ready.
Did you stay and eat there?
No, I did not.
I was going to say, I would walk out.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. We walked out. I was with a young lady, a date. She was the daughter of one of my professors at the time. The unfortunate aspect to this is that she wouldn't stop laughing for the rest of the evening as the result of hearing that.
This young lady you were with was laughing?
Laughing.
At what, Ars Hole?
At the name given to me by the maitre d'. But I got my revenge. I went back later that night, and I waited in the parking lot. I had a screwdriver with me and a hammer, and I proceeded to take the air out of all four of what I thought were his tires. They turned out to be the tires of one of the young ladies that was serving there.
You got the wrong tires.
I initially got the wrong tires, and when the young lady came out and she had four flats and she was going to have to walk home, then I told her I flattened her car's tires. She then went back inside and called the police, at which time I quickly flattened the tires of this maitre d'. before the police arrived.
So this is a strange case.
Am I interviewing you? Are you a guest? I don't know.
No, I'm a caller.
Oh, a caller. All right, well, thanks for your call.
Well, I've got a whole lot of things I want to say, you f-
To continue the story of flattening the tires of that Mater D, I was taken to jail, and I was charged with second-degree... Ah, fuck, I just said,
Where do you want it?
Right there. Jesus. Slapped across... I was charged with third-degree vandalism and destruction of private property. I was released on my own recognizance. I eventually had to pay a fine of $2,000, and I had to make financial restitution to the maitre d', as well as to the waitress, who was forced to walk home because I forgot to offer her a ride, and no man working at that restaurant had the class, dignity, or the good sense to offer her a ride. So she walked about 3 miles to her home at 1 o'clock in the morning, and thank God she was all right. You ask, why didn't I offer to drive her home? I could have, but I was too nervous about what was happening to me with the police. As I say, As I say, I was released on my own recognizance, but there was enough time between the time the police got there to arrest me and the time I was taken to the substation, I could have given this young woman a ride, but I was too scared, thinking the cops were coming for me, and I didn't care whether she was walking home alone in the dark after I'd flattened, oh man, after I'd flattened all four of her tires. Arse Gardner is on the air. The Arse Gardner Show will continue right after this. Hello, everyone. This is Arse Gardner, and I've written a book, Life as Arse Gardner. It's my autobiography, and it is written from the perspective of myself and the reality that I lived, not using discourse markers or filler words, and not getting my name legally changed from Arse. The insults that I have taken, the debates I've lost because I was looking for the right word, and what wins in our society is someone who speaks very quickly. And because I don't use these discourse markers and filler words, shit.
All right, why don't we try the other side?
Hit the right side, will you?
Jesus.
Every time I use a discourse marker or filler word, I get slapped across the face. That is according to my wishes. Because I don't use discourse markers and filler words, it takes me longer to get things said. And in our society, rapidity is what counts. So I lose debates, and I've lost the respect of a lot of people. By holding onto the name Arse Gardner, by not changing my given name from Arse to, say, Phil or John or Jerry, many people think I'm stubborn, and in point of fact, they think I like having the name Arse because it scandalizes or insults or otherwise makes people uncomfortable when they have to say it. Hi, Arse. Goodbye, Arse. Mr. Arse Gardner. These are things that some people don't like. How did I get a radio show? Well, I met the general manager of this radio station, Mr. Paul Keeley, at a party, and I told him my name was Arse Gardner, and because I wasn't using discourse fillers or discourse markers, he asked, was there something wrong with my speech? He asked if I had Tourette's syndrome. He asked if I had Tourette's or if I had some brain damage. I said, no, sir, I do not. It's because I concentrate on not using discourse markers or filler words. He asked me what those were, and I told him. I told him I'm not going to have my name changed from Arse Gardner. He said he didn't want me to, and he said, would you like a job as a talk show host? So here I am. Let's take another phone call. This is Arse Gardner, our number, 6218. And here is a guy that I haven't talked to in a long time, Franklin Conk. I met Franklin in Kentucky, where he was incarcerated in Louisville at the Louisville County Jail there. Hello, and how you doing, Franklin? It's been a long, long time.
Hey, Arse, I just want to say, don't let them get you down. You do a great job, and I just think it's amazing. I turn the radio on, I hear you here tonight in Louisville.
And you're still in Louisville?
I am, yeah.
This is one of the most,
Uh-oh.
That hit you in the face.
I know that. Jesus.
Why don't you just knock that, just drop that stuff?
Drop what?
Don't have people slap you across the face because you said,
You don't understand, Franklin. It's like I told you when I was in Louisville with you. These are points of pride for me. I've gone through my life being called Arse.
That's your name, though.
It's my name, but people were ha-ha-ing their way through that, and so I decided I had to do something that would make me special.
Why didn't you take up skydiving, or why didn't you take, you know... It would make you feel special. You could feel special doing some things like that. Race car driving.
No, this was something that no one was doing. This was a completely unique pursuit, not using discourse markers or filler words.
Everywhere, if I could just tell the audience.
Go ahead.
Everywhere that he went when he was in Louisville, he would say discourse marker, filler words, discourse marker, and he was driving everybody nuts. I think one of the reasons why I got out of jail, and there were a lot of reasons to want to get out of jail, but one of the reasons I wanted to get out of jail was to get away from Mr. Gardner here. And you're a psychologist?
That's correct. Psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever you want to call me.
Well, you know, okay, great. Big deal. What does that mean, you know? How many guys did you keep, you know, from killing again when they got out?
None.
All right, so how does that make you one of the top people?
Because... when they got out, they turned themselves in after murdering.
Oh, big deal.
That is a big deal.
So they get out, they murder again, and then they turn themselves in.
Yes. And that was as the result of my influence. Arse Gardner did that. What are you listening to?
Just shut up.
I said, what are...
You can't do it.
God damn you. That wasn't even a discourse marker or filler word. That was... wuh.
I think they got you on that one.
Are you at a party or something?
No, I'm just sitting there digging the sounds.
Thank you very much. It's been great talking with you, and I hope you are well and remain well.
And you forgot my name, didn't you?
I sort of did. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've got to move on. This is Arse Gardner. I will not have my name legally changed, and on top of that, not only will I not have my name legally changed, but I will not use discourse markers or filler words like or. Now let's go to Calvin in Dallas, Texas. Hello, Calvin. You're on the Arse Gardner Show. What can we do for you?
Well, I want to know why you concentrate on not saying or. I heard what you said, that it was unique, but I don't get it because it sounds like you barely can talk.
It sounds like I can barely talk? Seriously?
Well, you're doing it good now, but you're right. I mean, it takes a long time for you to say stuff.
Well, let me just say this, okay? Calvin, I believe...
You remembered my name.
I did remember your name. I believe that in concentrating on not using those terms, those discourse marker and filler, discourse markers and filler words... Oh, shit.
You just did it. I just did it.
Fuck. That got blood. I hope you're happy.
Did he? Oh, he drew blood on. He drew blood on the guy.
Where are you, sir?
Is that really any business of yours?
Yes. Where are you?
I'm at home with family members, and we got a pool going.
You got a pool going on what?
How many times you'll get cuffed? So what's that tonight? Five? I think you've been cuffed five times.
Well, I guess if someone is betting on me being quote-unquote cuffed, then it won't matter why I...
I think you just went...
That was me exhaling. No, that was me exhaling.
All right.
I don't think it matters whether I do it for good reasons or bad reasons. I do it, and you can make some money, I guess.
Well, I'm betting that you'll do it, like, maybe 10 times. What's my number? 11? 10? I got 10 to 12. That's my number. My kid brother here's got 9. I think you're going to lose that.
All right, so you guys are betting to find out how many times I get slapped across the face.
Pretty much, that's it, yeah.
Thank you very much for your call and your concern.
By the way, your name, Arse, is real stupid.
Arse Gardner, with you here, and this is generally the point of the show where I get up and leave in disgust, but the people have talked me into coming back week in and week out, and that's what I'm doing. The general manager of the station talked me into coming back last week, and I did, but being here and having to talk on the radio without using discourse markers and filler words, as well as explaining why I will not get my name legally changed, is very tiring. It also makes me sound as if I'm autistic, and that is a little troubling. Now, let's take another phone call, 652-61. 652-61. And let's go to Chris now in Redondo Beach. Chris, you're on with Ars Gardner. What can I do for you?
Hi, Ms. Gardner. This is Chris Norton in Redondo Beach. And I usually listen to Phil Henry at this time, but you're on a Phil Henry.
We're on the Phil Henry Network, yes.
I was curious about the way you talk. You mentioned you're autistic.
No, I'm not autistic. I sound as if I'm autistic because I don't use discourse markers and...
Oh, that's it, yeah. Filler words and discourse markers. And
Yes, that's a discourse marker.
Okay. So that's why you do it? Because it does make you sound as if you have some sort of brain damage.
Can I tell you something? And I know that you do not have brain damage, but the way you talk is a little slow and halting.
Well, the reason why I talk the way I talk is just the natural sass in my system. It seeps into my vocal cords. You understand what I'm saying?
No, I do not. What does that mean?
It means that I have a great deal of sass energy, and it seeps into the throat.
You have sex energy that seeps into the throat?
Yeah. And so, everything just gets sassed out. You know, I'm like, yeah. You know, if you see a young lady, you would say, if you saw a young lady that was hot, what would you say?
I'd say, wow, look at that beautiful young woman.
Right, and what I would say would be, yeah, check it out, yeah, yeah. So that's because of the sass. You obviously don't have any sass seeping into your throat.
I don't have any sex seeping into my throat.
I know that sounds bad.
It does a little bit. What did you want to talk about, Chris?
Well, basically that. I mean, I want to find out if... why you talk like you have Tourette's syndrome or brain damage. I found out. I got a friend here, PJ, come over. PJ fell, his Jeep rolled over on top of him.
Oh my goodness.
On a mountain. Go ahead.
Hey, Dr. Gadja, how are you?
Well, I'm not a doctor, PJ, but thanks for saying hello.
I know I sound funny because half my face is paralyzed, but I wanted to ask you, that what Chris is saying, that you're looking not to use discourse. I could, if for instance, in my life, I never use or I still sound like I got paralyzed face, right?
Well, I think so. I mean, the extent of your injury is such.
Right. Okay. But you don't say it, and you sound like you have like maybe a spike went through your head and sound like that.
I got it. Well, that's just, Mr. Gardner, what PJ's saying is. It sounds, yeah, like a railroad spike went through your head or something.
I can assure you a railroad spike did not go through my head. I simply do not want to use the words or er.
And one more thing, Mr. Gardner, about your name, Oscar. I agree, you should not change it, okay?
I appreciate that, PJ, very much.
Yeah, I don't think you should change it at all. And I see people have to get used to call you Oscar. And look on the bright side, you know.
Well,
I said, look on the bright side, they'll call you ass. Or do they?
Yes, they do. Sometimes they do, as a way of being cruel.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So they call you ass, Gardner?
Yes, they do.
All right. Sorry, Mr. Gardner, but PJ's. Why don't you go have some chili, man, or smoke, blast up or something, another bong.
All right. Thank you very, very much, Chris, for calling.
My pleasure.
And that young man calling from Redondo Beach with his friend who had some sort of facial problem. I think he had a difficult time talking because his Jeep rolled over on top of him and he lost some nervous control there on that part of his face. This is Art. God damn it. I saw.
Oh, you want it?
What do you mean, where do I want it? Jeez.
Yeah, let me just sit down and say something here, Arts.
No, Dale, no.
Let me sit down and say something, Arts. This is stupid. This is just stupid.
No, Dale.
It's stupid.
They want me to do this show.
I think if you are to do a talk show, you have to talk like a human being and not avoid certain phrases. You've been slapped across the face 6 times. You're bleeding from the mouth and the nose.
I promised these people.
You didn't promise them you could... get your face kicked in.
They're slapping me. They're not...
Well, it doesn't matter. I refuse. As your manager, I've been sitting here watching you get your face slapped. And I think it's quite a great accomplishment, Ars, that you have held on to your name, Ars, and that you allow people to slap your face if you say or whatever. I never understood it. But I backed you up 100%.
And I appreciate that. I really do.
I'm your friend. And to have you slapped across the face.
He said I could.
I know he said you could. As if that's some kind of an opportunity.
Well, it was a duty that I assigned to him.
I want you to stop doing it, Ars. I demand you stop doing it, or I'm going to quit as your manager.
I love you.
Yeah, sure you love me.
I can't. I made a promise to myself that I would be the first man in the history of language not to use discourse markers or filler words.
So what, man? What are you going to get for that?
Get into the Guinness Book of Records.
How are you going to prove that?
I can have that tracked. I can have people recording it. I could be on the air here for a long period of time and have people record it.
But who holds the record for this thing?
I believe there is. I didn't say I said I.
Hey.
This is ridiculous. If you go over to him and try to slap him one more time.
He said I could.
Just don't interfere, please. There must be a Guinness Book of Records where I can go to the people and say I want to set a record.
Well, your whole life. When did you start doing this?
When I was 18.
When you were 18 years old, you started refusing to use discourse markers and filler words, and you haven't been successful, have you?
I've made my mistakes.
Made your mistake? You just got your face slapped tonight so hard you're bleeding from the nose and from the mouth. Here, take this.
Hey, thank you.
What?
It reinforces it.
I'll handle it. It reinforces it.
Yeah, I'm not talking to you.
It reinforces it. It makes me pay more attention. Because if I forget how I'm speaking and I'm concentrating too much...
On what the other guy's saying? You know, that is important.
I know it is, but it's also important to hear what we're saying. So I'm okay.
I'm telling you now, Ars. I'm telling you I'm going to quit as your manager if you will not...
I guess you're going to have to quit then.
I blame you people. I blame you people.
Don't blame the radio station.
Well, I do.
This has been the Ars Gardner Show, a man who does not use discourse markers or filler words and who will not legally change his name from Ars. Hi, everyone. This is Ars Gardner, and I don't use the words as a point of personal pride. Why don't you try it? Let's all of us communicate in a cleaner way. Let's make that our pledge of the week. Ars Gardner, executive produced by Phil Henry for CMPRI Incorporated, all rights reserved, on Podcast One.